Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I was finishing up with Hessians, war slaves of Germany. They were owned by the local royalty that were cousins to King George III, so they sent a bunch of their slave soldiers comprising, I have the numbers here from the encyclopedia, 25% of the total British force. But they loved being slaves. So that's the object of mind control. They loved that they were slaves. They loved they were taken at a young age and lived in dormitories. They loved, they believed that was their job to fight and die. But reading here in the encyclopedia, it does say that, in addition, American rebels used propaganda against Hessians. They enticed Hessians to desert and join the large German-American population. One letter promised 50 acres of land to every deserter. In a satirical letter, The Sale of Hessians, written in August 1777, claimed that a Hessian commander wanted more of his soldiers dead so that he could be better compensated. For many years, the letter was of unknown authorship. And it goes on, the British General John Burgoyne surrendered to the American General Horatio Gates during the Saratoga Campaign. The surrender involved around 5,800 troops. The surrender was negotiated in the Convention of Saratoga. It just goes on and on. You can just type Hessian mercenaries, Hessian slaves. You can go read it for yourself. But, I mean, are we talking about reparations to German Americans because some of them were slaves? See, they just don't teach all this. They just want to stir everybody up against each other and then have Barack Obama prance around. And I mean, they're saying he freed the slaves. It's like he freed the African slaves in the United States. And he's Abraham Lincoln. I mean, this is sick. A one-term U.S. senator, 4 years in the U.S. Senate, didn't even fill out his whole 6 years term. And it is just messianic. He is God. He is God. He is God. He is God. He will fix it. He will save us. All right, I'm going to go over more of this later. We've got Mark Dice coming up in about an hour. Russell Means, Native American leader, coming on as well. But I do have a lot of other news here I want to get into, particularly Obama. I want to break down the psychology a little bit more of what they're doing. But before I do that, I want to give the phone number out for folks to get involved on air today. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231 will get you up and on the air. And I want to go over a lot of other police state news and economic news as well today. But first, when we come back, I want to get into this New York Times article. Laid off foreigners flee as Dubai spirals downward. You're like, why do I care about Dubai? Well, that's where Blackwater moved. It's where Halliburton moved. It's where literally thousands of U.S. corporations moved, the big ones. And they moved their main base of operations over there because of the low taxes and the no extradition. Cheney bought a house over there. Bush bought, I forget how many hundreds of thousands of acres in Paraguay with no extradition, but laid off foreigners flee as Dubai spirals down. And I want to go over this because this was supposedly the wealthiest, richest, greatest place with the tallest building in the world. And, you know, it looked like some type of futuristic space city. But this shows you the power of the bankers and how they set up societies. So we're going to go over this when we get back, and then your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. Don't forget, the Obama Deception is now on sale at prisonplanet.tv. You can sign up and see it first when it comes out March 15th. You can pre-order DVDs now. Those that pre-order will get the Obama Deception first. Your orders are put in a big stack, and you will have yours mailed to you day one. If you get that first order in, if you get in early.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
New York Times today, laid off foreigners flee as Dubai spirals down. Just 3-4 months ago, it was the apple of the world's eye, the tallest buildings glistening, looked like some type of sci-fi spaceport. Now, Sophia, a 34-year-old French woman, moved there a year ago to take a job in advertising, so confident about Dubai's fast-growing economy that she bought an apartment for almost $300,000 with a 15-year mortgage. Now, like many of the foreign workers who make up 90% of the population here, she has been laid off and faces the prospect of being forced to live and to leave the Persian Gulf city or worse. And it goes on to say they've now made it illegal to talk about the economic crisis, punishable by arrest. I'll get to that in a minute. I'm really scared of what could happen because I bought property here, said Sophia, who asked that her last name be withheld because she is still hunting for a new job. If I can't pay it off, I was told I could end up in debtor's prison. Now, they have that all over the world except here in the United States and Canada. With Dubai's economy in free fall, newspapers have reported that more than 3,000 cars sit abandoned in the parking lot at the Dubai airport, left by fleeing debt-ridden foreigners who could, in fact, be imprisoned if they fail to pay their bills. See, this is global. There's nowhere to run. The bankers have set all this up. I'm going to get into that in a moment. Some are said to have maxed out credit cards inside and notes of apology taped to the windshield. The government says the real number is much lower, but the stories contain at least a grain of truth. Jobless people here lose their work, visas, and then must leave the country within a month. That, in turn, reduces spending, creates housing vacancies, and lowers real estate prices. In a downward spiral that has left parts of Dubai, once hailed as the economic superpower of the Middle East, looking like a ghost town. No one knows how bad things have become, though. It is clear that tens of thousands have left, real estate prices have crashed, and scores of Dubai's major construction projects have been suspended or canceled. But with the government unwilling to provide data, rumors are bound to flourish, damaging confidence and further undermining the economy. Instead of moving towards greater transparency, the Emirates seem to be moving in the other direction. A new draft media law would make it a crime to damage the country's reputation or economy, punishable by fines up to 1 million dirhams, about $272,000. Some say it is already having a chilling effect on reporting about the crisis. Last month, local newspapers reported that Dubai was canceling 1,500 work visas every day, citing unnamed government officials. Asked about the number, Humad bin Damas, a spokesman for Dubai's labor ministry, said he would not confirm or deny it and refused to comment further. Some say the true figure is much higher. At the moment, there is a readiness to believe the worst, said Simon Williams, HSBC bank chief economist in Dubai. And the limits on data make it very difficult to counter rumors. And it goes on. Some things are clear. Real estate prices, which rose dramatically during Dubai's six-year boom, have dropped 30% or more over the past two or three months in some parts of the city. Last week, Moody's Investor Service announced that it might downgrade its ratings on six Dubai's most prominent state-owned companies, citing a determination in the economic deterioration in the economic outlook. So many used luxury cars are for sale. They're sometimes sold for 40% less than asking price 2 months ago. See how fast that's happening? Car dealers say Dubai's roads, usually thick with traffic at this time of year, are now mostly empty or clear. Some analysts say the crisis is likely to have long-lasting effects on the seven-member Emirates Federation, where Dubai has long played rebellious younger brother to the oil-rich and more conservative Abu Dhabi. Dubai officials, swallowing their pride, have made clear that they will be more open to a bailout, but so far the Abu Dhabi has offered assistance only in its own banks. And it goes on from there. For many foreigners, Dubai had seemed at first to be a refuge, relatively isolated, insulated from the panic that began hitting the rest of the world last autumn. The Persian Gulf is cushioned by vast oil and gas wealth, and some who lost jobs in New York and London began applying there. And then it goes on. Except that oil has gone from $150 a barrel, it actually went to $151, but that was only for a few days. It hung up at $147, $148 for a month. Remember that. And then, 6.5 months ago, it began plunging. And it has plunged down to $40 a barrel. In fact, let me just get the latest numbers on this. I heard him say $42 on the news yesterday. Let me see oil price. Just give an exact number here. Crude oil forecast. Let me find this. Go to one of these indexes. Found out what oil is trading for today. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Crude oil is trading for $35.69. I mean, this is incredible. I'm looking at the graph. Yeah, it was $42 yesterday. Okay, so it's dropped $6 and change. So there you have it. I was on my Infowars.com website today. I was reading some comments and saw a guy laughing at me in there saying, Alex is a liar. Lindsey Williams is a liar. Oil is at $50 a barrel. And I'm like, what? And it was Lindsey just used a ballpark number and said 50 a few days ago. I mean, it's at $36 right now. I mean, this guy's going, oh no, it's way more than that. I mean, are these people that stupid, or are these disinfo operatives? I mean, they just, whatever we say, they say it's the opposite. They go on our stories and say a plane hit Building 7. They just don't care. You idiots are so committed to your New World Order. In fact, they're still writing articles. Blogs and even major news sites are writing articles saying I'm insane, others are insane, there's no New World Order, and the term New World Order doesn't mean anything. Oh, really? Time Magazine says it means a new global bank over every nation setting its rules on its economy, on its banking, on its finance, and, quote, knocking heads even of the U.S. I read the quote twice yesterday. You can Google New World Order Time Magazine and read the thing. It's the Thursday, February 5th issue. I mean, I'm seeing these articles every time I look. There's hundreds and 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 hundreds saying they're creating a new world order run by banks you'll pay your taxes to, and they'll run the entire planet and the United States. And that's the Bretton Woods new thing that Timothy Geithner's going to do. And then I got people going, you lying kook, none of that's happening. There's no new world order. I mean, you people, don't you understand just because you're in the military or you're in psyops or you work for the government that you aren't a pet puppy? As Mark Carnegie likes to say, you are not a pet puppy. Get it through your head. Hey, how did World War II end for the German soldiers? 11 million dead German soldiers, at least 10 million dead Germans, 20 plus mil. How does that sound for you? I mean, you know, because that's what's going to end up happening to our country. We are Nazi Germany. Except the globalists just want to euthanize everybody. They don't care what color you are. All you sniveling know-it-alls, all of you, you're so invested in being right, and you're so upset that we're right, and we told you everything to the T that was going to happen, that you're so scared deep down that you can't face this. You say we're making it up. Now, going back to the New York Times and Dubai, in a real economy that has real commerce and real jobs and manufacturing and crops and a culture, humans want to buy things from each other. People want to manufacture things. If you have a good currency run by the government and the public's educated on monetary systems, and you don't have private banks that take over and take advantage of this, then you cannot have collapses. You cannot have major runs. You can have small, localized ones, but the system's so diversified that economies just grow at 10 to 14%, like the United States did for hundreds of years, over 100 years straight. And other nations that have done it, it's the same deal. But throughout history, for 3,000-plus years, there have been money manipulators. And they take over the government and they say, only this seashell or this tally stick or this can be used as money. And then they manipulate the currency and they set it up where they can buy up all the real goods. And it doesn't matter what invention you've got or how intelligent you are or how good your product is. The bankers have unlimited currency they created, unlimited liquidity. But everybody out there isn't going to sell what they've got, so they have to destroy the world economy to buy everything up with the fiat system. They have to create a fire sale, and I keep repeating this because it's so important. People still aren't getting this. This is designed in their own documents, in triplicate. I mean, I'd made films years before this even started saying exactly what would happen. We're on record, folks. We're right. My book, Descent into Tyranny, published 7 years ago. Almost out of print. There's 200 of them left, by the way. And I'm not putting it back in print. I should, but I said I wasn't, so I'm going to do what I said I was going to do. The point is that this is all by design, and they have to have a fire sale. If you want a simple analogy, go watch the latest Die Hard, where a government official controls the Social Security bank accounts and implodes and steals tens of trillions of dollars in minutes. That is what happened. They just cut it off. They get you totally dependent on their fiat currency, and then they just cut it off. When they get you in debt and set up and ready, they then engage their operation. They have their puppet savior waiting in the wings, all scripted, all choreographed, and and they are going to give us no quarter. Do you understand? This is engineered.
The headlines are clear.
The worldwide economic collapse is here.
The military is being positioned for martial law.
The mark of the beast is at hand.
Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system.
Having a long-term food solution is your only hope.
To stay free.
Now, Survival of Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds.
For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance.
That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds.
For a penny per seed.
15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years.
Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis.
Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Martin Dice is coming up in about 36 minutes with us today. Got Russell Means coming on as well to get his take on all these states saying they're not going along with the union, the New World Order. How that ties into 4 states that the Lakota Nation is pulling out of its treaty that's been broken with the globalist. But right now, let's go to your phone calls and I'll get into all this other news. Let's talk to Bart in Kentucky. Bart, you are on the air worldwide.
It's great talking to you.
Yes, sir.
I just had a few things I wanted to go over with you, mainly, I guess, the stimulus bill, because it's kind of in our faces right now. I think it's really important for people to know that it's not just about the so-called economic stimulus. There are a lot of other things buried inside the thousands of pages.
And, this one from the Lone Star Times. Militarizing police departments with your bailout money, buying them tanks, armored vehicles, helicopters, federalizing when they sign these deals, they go under federal control, golf courses for politicians, money to Las Vegas for more hotels. I mean, the list goes on and on, and rationing health care to old people. Yeah, it's not just – plus the $800 billion stimulus package, it's changing every day up and down, is a diversion from the now $9-plus trillion, according to Bloomberg, stolen by the banks that's gone offshore. Go ahead.
With the health care issue that you touched on a minute ago is kind of something I was wanting to elaborate on as well, because – Just Rima Labo, who I'm sure you know very well. From your show, I started getting into a lot of her stuff with Natural Health, or the Natural Solutions Foundation. And she actually sent out an email blast yesterday talking about how, a list of things. Number one, the federal system, that they're actually adding a federal system in the stimulus bill that will apparently track electronically all medical treatments. And that
they're already doing that. It just further funds it. Yes. In fact, let's get Dr. Labo and General Stubblebine back on show. Go ahead.
I think of some of your best guests you ever have on. I mean, the wealth of knowledge that both of them combined have together. I mean, it's just they're definitely some of the best guests that I've I've been listening to your show for about a year now, and I definitely make sure to tune in whenever they come on, because I mean the combination of her health knowledge and his military background is pretty much uncomparable, to be honest with you.
Well, their info checks out, and we have a lot of guests on. But some of the things she points out, because, I mean, even Bloomberg pointed this out. But go ahead.
A lot of this wasn't Bloomberg, actually. She actually referenced that article. Another one was that apparently it creates a position that is being titled the National Coordinator of Health Information Technology.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently that whoever's in that post will then monitor your treatments to supposedly make sure your doctor is doing what the federal government deems appropriate.
Oh, no, it says in the bill that old folks won't get eye surgery or brain surgery. They always denied this before, and it's got quotes from Daschle in Bloomberg saying, it's time for you to die. I mean,
exactly.
These people are sick.
Daschle's up for the secretary position for the health department, and this is all pretty much laid out in his book that he wrote in 1998. This is the exact.
And he says in the book, plan. You've got to go ahead and go blind. I can pull the quote. He says, "Old folks, you're not supposed to get better. You're supposed to die."
Yeah. No. I mean,
you have that quote. Go ahead and read it. I just can't handle it anymore. I mean, it's all just off the charts. See, they want to control resources. We have unlimited. We have advanced technology. We can go to the stars. You know, and they play old off against young. Oh, young people, you'll get even more care, but the old people, the bioethicist boards in the federal government will decide what treatment you get. And if you've been obese in your life, you don't get treatment. Or if you've been drinking, or if you've ever smoked, or they want control over your life.
I completely agree.
They say it. I mean, it's outrageous.
It actually also adds new penalties, such as that hospitals and doctors that are not, quote, meaningful users, end quote, of the new system will face penalties. And then it doesn't even go into...
But let me tell you how they're enforcing it. Any bill they pass, they've already implemented. My dad's a dentist. They have the dental societies ordering them through their group without law, just through regulation of a private group, to do this, to do that, let the HMOs practice medicine. So they bought off the different dental guilds, the medical guilds that regulate. You understand that self-regulate. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. I hear you. You got me ranting. What's the name of that article? We'll put a link up on Infowars.com to Labo's article. Dr. Labo.
One more thing I kind of want to talk about was...
Just tell me fast. Tell me the name of the bill. Tell me the name of the article.
The name of the article, you can just go to Natural Solutions Foundation.org, and it's actually on the main page.
All right, thank you. All right, thank you. I'm gonna give you 30 seconds on the other side to finish up the other calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months. And it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Okay, real fast, because I want to get to everybody else here. Ian, go ahead.
So I live in Louisville, Kentucky, and I just wanted to touch on a few things that have been going on here. The National Guard presence is a really big issue. We actually had Hurricane Ike came through here in September, knocked down a lot of power. National Guard was all over the city. An ice storm came through here last week, knocked out a lot more power. National Guard was all over the city policing with guns and everything. And at the exact same time, Kentucky Derby, they police that now. We have a festival here that's citywide called Thunder Over Louisville that they were also present at. They now seem to be at any major event.
No, I hear you. Shoot some video, post it on YouTube or send it to us. I appreciate your call. And people say, well, that was because of the ice storm. I remember a few months after 9/11, in Iowa, local newscast we played on air, where it showed National Guard searching people on the side of the highway. We've caught this in Texas, too. And then coming over to the news station and saying, turn your cameras off. But then the news station was still saying that was a good thing. Well, the troops don't want to be on TV because they're doing something illegal. But they didn't say that. I'm going to try to rush through your calls now because I want to get to everybody before our next guest comes up. But before I do that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just going to let you know again. You can now pre-order the DVD, The Obama Deception. The film will be done in a few weeks. It's really turning out good. I didn't know if I could make it as good as Endgame or others in a rush, but we're doing it. Makes me look like a raccoon with black circles around my eyes. I don't know why it is, but when I start working 18 hours a day, I just get black circles. But the point is, we are here busting our hind end to get this film out and to make it as powerful as possible. And I'm not knocking those, because there's definitely some substance to it, but the establishment loves it that it was all about, is he a communist, or he had Weatherman he was involved with, or, you know, he's an anti-establishment commie. No, he's not. His mother worked under Tim Geithner's father as a high-level operative for several big foundations, but with him for the, what was it, Carnegie. That's literally the first big think tank that set it all up, the current system we live under, and the Annenberg and a bunch of others. So, you know, we don't go into, is he really a U.S. citizen with proper credentials to be president? You know, was he born in Kenya? This is all new info. This is his lying systematically. Like, we'll show him saying, we're going to stop these CEOs getting hundreds of millions of dollar bonuses. And then we show the actual executive order where it says all previous bailouts, they get to keep it. And then all these big brokerage firms, they're all exempt. And that even the small firms they go after, it's up to the White House. And it's just pure bull. Or saying he wasn't going to appoint lobbyists and that's all he does. Or saying he was going to get us out of Iraq. We've got him going, we'll be out of Iraq in 6 months once I'm elected. Now we got him saying 23 months. I mean, it goes on and on and on, but not just the lies. What his real policies are, the globalists, the bankers, how they're engineering all this. It's really about the financial crisis. It really, the whole film's about how he's a puppet. It really does Obama a favor and just shows you he's just a actor frontman. Goes through the psychology of how they made us hate Bush and taught us how evil he was and allowed that to be kosher and acceptable, and it was true. But then all of the hate was transmuted into love for Obama and hope. And now how he's terrorizing the public, hope and change turned into gloom and doom, and if you don't do what I say, we're going to have a catastrophe. Crisis to catastrophe. And the forced youth brigades, their own documents, their own quotes, all the latest info, how they're setting it up, the FEMA camps, the gun grabbing, it's all in the film. Our problem is the film is about 3-4 hours long. I got to cut this sucker down. I want it to be 90 minutes. You know, I'm known for 2-, 3-, 4-hour films. I want it to be 90 minutes. And so and we're fact-checking, triple, double-checking everything. We're just making this sucker lean and mean. So be the first to get it. The first orders that come in, you know, the first order, the 50th order, the 1900 order, whatever, they just go in a stack. And the first person to order, they're the first person to have it mailed out. And it just boom, boom, boom. But now we got three people in shipping. So even though we'll probably have thousands and thousands of orders by the first day it officially is released, we'll be able to blast those out in a matter of days because it's being sent off to be mass-produced to two different places to make sure we get it quickly and for backup. In early March, we'll probably have it 4 or 5 days before it's actually released, and so we'll probably have them all packaged up and ready to go, and then on that day it'll go out. But regardless, ladies and gentlemen, the Obama deception. Get on InfoWars.com, link over there, and pre-order today. And, yes, it'll be up on March 15th at PrisonPlanet.tv in super high quality. You can burn it to disc, burn it to DVD. I want you to get it out to everybody. I want you to go hog wild. But if you're really serious about making copies, watch it first online, but buy the DVD because that's the highest quality to copy. And, I mean, go out, buy DVD burners now. Prepare. Have masses of them sitting on your dining room table or in your office. And, I mean, just go to work because they're betting everything on this guy. They are hoping he can carry through their new world order. They're hoping his messianic image is George Washington and Delano Roosevelt and Lincoln all rolled in one, and his shining, smiling face, they're hoping that that is going to sell their whole agenda, and there's no doubt they're making their move now. So we've got to expose the puppet and then put the blame where it really belongs in the international bank. So get the Obama deception today at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And double-check. I'm sure Tim called our phone answering service. the operators that take the orders, but make double sure right now, tell Tim to make sure that they know the Obama deception is now on sale because they're going to get a bunch of calls. 888-253-3139. You can also write to me at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. By the way, that's just our mailing address, folks. People who show up there, that I'm not there. So, just so you know. 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Please get the Obama deception today. We also have the Money Masters, Understand the Bankers, Endgame. We're now carrying The Eye of the Phoenix, Part 3 of America's Secret Beginnings. Okay, let's go to your calls. Did I go to Bart in Kentucky first and I didn't go to Ian? Because I was calling Bart Ian and then, okay, I'm out of control. Ian, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
Yes. I would like to talk to you about a real quick issue that I'm actually seeing, and that is the fact that people do not understand the legal reality that we are in, and that is what is hurting the patriots of this country. Everyone talks about how the Constitution applies to them, which it does. However, the agreements that they have gotten into with the Corporation of the United States is where they have made themselves under their jurisdiction.
Well, I'm in a microcosm of that is all this, quote, free federal money that's our money to begin with comes back to the police, the cities, the counties, and they say, yeah, we'll give you this, your town, this $50 million or whatever, but Austin has to sign on to these international agreements and agree to do A, B, and C. Or here's education money, but when you take education money, you're now under UNESCO UN regulation.
Right, and that's because of the relationship that people have created. That is the real problem.
Yeah, they take our right and turn it against us, contract fraud.
Well, it's not really fraud. The problem is...
Yeah, it is.
It's not, because people apply for things, and you have to understand that an application means you are begging for something. And if you beg for it, you are implied to know the full disclosure of what you're going for.
Yeah, that you're a debtor's slave. You're saying that you're a ward of the state.
Correct.
Let me expand on this, though. Most of what the government does, it's not a government, it's a crime syndicate, a parasite landing craft, a proboscis from a giant 50-trillion-ton mosquito sucking us dry. When they take your blood, when you go into the hospital at birth, when your baby... When the mother has the baby and they take the blood illegally and put it in an international database, that's illegal, that's fraud, that's criminal. You know, just because they have you sign some contract agreeing to them to do tests, still, for a contract to really stand up, it has to have compensation, it has to be fair. So the sharecroppers believe that they really are beholden to all of this, but it's a fraud to begin with. And so... And you always have a right to just say, I'm disregarding this contract. You know, they're now telling us driving's a privilege. They're now telling us owning a gun's a privilege. It is not a privilege. And I have the Supreme Court rulings. But, you know, just because they tell cops the Federal Reserve is government, just because they tell them driving's a privilege, it's not true. And I can give them a whole federal case record in the history of it. Hey, police, do you know how it started? Do you know how driver's license started? Well, if you don't, then don't sit there and tell me it's a privilege. Go ahead.
Driving is a commercial function. You
yes.
and I do not drive.
Yes.
The problem is people don't understand this. But the problem is they apply for these contracts. And like I said, even though you might not have full disclosure, the problem is because you are applying, you are showing that you do have full disclosure.
You're getting into this applying thing. It's actually when you get it and sign the contract that the force of law comes in. But listen, good point. I appreciate your call. Look, you've got to study history to understand this. They've gone way past contract fraud. They only did contract fraud with the public and the states and the counties and cities to set the precedent of practice and possession being nine-tenths of the law. Custom is law under common law. And so they have created the custom and the perception, and now they don't even follow their own regulations, their own systems. It's gone to a whole other level of lawlessness. Now, this is an example of how they sold his driver's license. Okay? Cars started becoming very popular in the 20s and 30s, and the public was paying with taxes for roads, and they advertised and said, how dare these truckers who are making all this money shipping goods, their trucks are heavier, and they're ruining the roads. We should make them have a commercial driver's license and pay a tax for the roads they're damaging. Not, hey, having these trucks on the roads creates commerce, gives people jobs, helps our community. Okay. And then they started commercial driver's license and a commercial truck tax. Then by the 50s, they just said, oh, it's a dollar. It doesn't have your picture on it just to show you're a safe driver. And then they start the line. It all sounds reasonable. And they tell you, oh, by the way, driving's a privilege because you sign an agreement through commerce. And it's the same thing with the Second Amendment. Notice they've got this concealed carry, which on one side, the police under their discretion all over the country would arrest you, even if having a handgun loaded really wasn't against the law. They would twist it and still false prosecute and get false convictions. People go to jail all the time for not even violating laws. It's just made up. Case point example, this girl has a First Amendment right to put up a MySpace just lightly making fun of the principal, the assistant principal. They arrest her and you know, give her months and months in a forest labor camp. That's an AP today. Now, that's her First Amendment. That's outside the government training camp. They don't care, folks. They have people line up by the thousands every school year in every major city crying, saying they don't want shots with riot police and police dogs because that's so important, the forced injection of something. It's enshrined in the state to bring in that precedent. And then I have the state attorney on. He goes, yeah, it's not the law, but we make them think that. And I don't vaccinate my kids. He starts laughing on air. See, it's funny getting it over on the suckers. It's a religion of sucking off of you and cheating you and scamming you and lying to you. And so now, because of concealed carry, the idea is introduced. Even in Texas, people are going, Alex, you mean I don't have to have a license to own a handgun in Texas? No, you don't, Jack. You've got to have a license to do something illegal under common law. Under common law. Because under common law, you cannot conceal a weapon. Weapons are to be worn in the open. But you try walking with a sidearm down the road in Texas or Arizona or even Vermont where they claim it's pro-Second Amendment, the cops will be on you so fast it'll make your head spin. I see cases in the news all the time where some guy goes out and puts his rifle or his handgun in his car to go to the shooting range, and neighbors call police because they watch TV, and TV and all the dramas and sitcoms, NYPD Blue, they make everybody think that America has New York City's laws. And I've told the story one time. I was sticking a deer rifle 15 years ago in the back of my Mustang, popped the hatchback, walked right out, put a rifle right in the back, threw a box of 243 shells in there, got in my car and left. And I came back to the house and to the apartment. My neighbor told me the police were there. And the police, I mean, this is the country we live in. A cesspit of evil, of ignorant morons being brainwashed with lies. When they have the giant billboards up all over the country, for a decade straight I've seen them everywhere I go, shows a revolver and it says in big bold letters, report illegal guns. You've got mindless, dumbed down, lazy jellyfish who don't even know what state they're in or what their rights are, and they drive around seeing that, and so they think handguns are illegal. And now the police are saying, owning a firearm is a privilege. No, it's not. But if we let them sell that idea, they will pass laws saying it's a privilege, and they'll do it, and say it was never a right. Shut up, boy! Makes me sick. And these criminal, degenerate, parasite bankers, they want our guns so bad. And that's the one thing that may keep them from completely imploding things into a road warrior situation, is that I think they know they can't keep control of things and that they're going to end up losing in the end. Unless they can carry out false flag terror attacks to get everybody, things are tough and everybody's losing their jobs, but they are the emergency aid centers that people are moving into and orders being maintained, and you know, the terrorists hit us, and Everybody got behind Obama, and American flags are up everywhere, and they did have to go ahead and ban most guns, but, you know, I never thought I'd be turning my rifle in, officer, but I'm doing it for America, and the officer will have American flags behind him. He'll go, good job, I understand. They'll all be, oh, yeah, we had to do it for America, oh, yeah, boy. You know, I mean, you people are idiots. You love being conned, you love being played. And it's also a bunch of degenerate, chicken-necked, pot-bellied, pus-filled international bankers can sit there, and you watch their body language, the Republicans, the Democrats, and Obama, and they're laughing, and they're joking, and they're just euphoric at these press conferences before they go up and act all concerned, because they love it, man. They're stealing everything. They're conquering the greatest nation on earth. They're taking over the world. They got the nuclear weapons and the space planes and everything, and they're just on big, fat power trips, and so many of you are still under the illusion that government's legitimate and these people are good, that they are just going to have a heyday, and they're building camps, and they can't wait to do what they did in the Soviet Union here or in Nazi Germany. But a lot of people are waking up, so they're getting worried, so they're accelerating their program.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
There is no law in Texas and most states that still have the original Second Amendment that I can't walk down the Austin street with a shotgun or a handgun as long as it's not concealed. But you try it. And now if you walk in rural areas with a shotgun, the police pull up and harass you. Because they want to set the precedent that they are the only ones that have the right to defend themselves and to be armed, that they're the only ones that have the power to be armed, because that is mastery, that is kingship, that is sovereignty. Slaves are disarmed. And so this is how they operate. So they have the pro-gun groups. They get a concealed carry, but that turns a right into a privilege. You don't have to get it, but they have you do it to create the illusion. And now my fellow Texans, everybody I talk to don't know. I mean, they just don't know the gun laws. Oh, help us. Help us, God. And they're brainwashing the children. Love a policeman with a machine gun. Hate your father with a rifle. I mean, how asinine is that? All right, I'm going to go back to your calls. Daryl in Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
I always say, oh, it's going good, but I mean, it's insane.
I had to laugh when you likened the government to the large proboscis of mosquitoes sucking the blood. I work in a hospital, and it sort of made me think of one of the ways they control hospitals is they control the Medicaid and the Medicare money. And so if they want you to do something in your hospital, if they want you to follow a certain standard or practice, then they just have to make it so that if you want the Medicaid money or you want the Medicare money.
And it's outside the law. They just started saying 36 years ago, you will take this blood and send it to the health department. But it's not a blood test. It's being put in a database, and it's now admitted. Exactly. There's no laws. They just do whatever they want.
I think having the state reps on today was a brilliant idea. So, I just wanted to also say to the audience out there is that some things that, people always ask about what they can do to get involved. And one thing you can do, well, I always tell people you have to develop a long-term memory. That's one thing. You write things down, open a word processing program or something. At least, take note of who voted for the bailout in your state. Like, I know Kay Bailey voted for it. John Cornyn voted for it. It'll make you start to learn the names. And also I'll tell people.
Well, Kay Bailey's Bilderberg. She is complete trash, and so is Rick Perry.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that about Kay Bailey. But I always tell people, read a law. There's only usually a couple of three big laws a year. Read a law, because you're never going to be able to understand a law by listening to the talking head show. You can't understand what something does or doesn't do until you look at it.
Well, I mean, just on its own, the fact that the stimulus bill has health rationing to the old, and it says the old will get second-level care and will have procedures to extend life denied. I mean, it's off the charts, and it's in a few news articles, and that's it. And that's just one thing in there. I mean, I watch Obama walk over to old ladies particularly and go, I'm going to help you, honey. And then you can hear him say, I'm going to take all your health care away because I'm the government. And they call it giving them something.
The mainstream media doesn't even report to you the names of bills like HR this or S that whenever they report them.
They don't tell the public that hospitals by law have to give 25%, and by ancient convention, they have to give a lot between 20 and 30% depending on which hospital are in free health care. Doctors were always supposed to render free care, and they did. Ron Paul does. My dad's done it. He does it. The point is that's being phased out. And I had an employee totally sick with Crohn's disease. He was almost dying, couldn't eat for weeks. He didn't have enough money, didn't have good insurance because he had a pre-existing condition. I had to explain to him, he didn't believe me, walk him through how to get a $40,000 surgery, and now he's fine 3 years later and didn't die. And he had to go to New York, get it all taken care of through the charity system, got one of the top surgeons in the country to do it, and they admitted, yes. But the illegal aliens right now, they get all of that. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.